When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Today, we are sitting down with the one, the only, Corey Feldman. This is a brand new episode. Listen, Corey was on our podcast before, back May 25th, 2022. We talked all about his early career as a child actor and Stand By Me and The Lost Boys and Goonies and Gremlins. We talked about Michael Jackson, cancel culture, and just a lot of other things. Corey was so open with his story. So if you want to check out our original chat with Corey before you listen to this brand new chat, that was May 25th, 2022. But today we have a brand new chat with the one, the only, Corey Feldman. He was just eliminated from The Masked Singer. We have so much going on. Him and I were just at the same Madonna concert. But listen, I don't want to spoil the episode. So listen to the original one. But hey, here is our new chat with Mr. Corey Feldman. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Corey Feldman.
How you doing, man?
What is going on? I mean, Seal is in the house. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just feeling very, I don't know, velvety today. I feel like I'm in the velvet room. Is that a velvet wallpaper behind you?
Wouldn't that be great if this, look, well, you have, this was not a velvet wallpaper. You have the glasses on and you have the red. So you're kind of halfway there, right?
I do, but none of it's velvet. None of it's velvet. But you know, there's black velvet, there's gray velvet, there's all sorts of different colors of crushed velvet. So I was just kind of presuming that background, which is so lovely, is like gray and white velvet. I don't know. It could be. It should be. It would be.
It would be great if this was velvet. I actually agree with you. Well, listen.
Yeah, just imagine yourself rubbing around on the wall all day, just kind of, you know, having a great time with that wall.
It just got weird.
I know, it just got weird. All right, it's my fault. Go ahead.
Listen, I mean, you can get as weird as you want, Corey. All kidding aside, listen, you've been in the business forever. Lost Boys and Stand By Me and Goonies and Gremlin. I mean, Gremlins, how does Masked Singer differ than all the stuff you have done throughout your career?
Well, I mean, obviously all that was chump change and the rest was building up to the triumphant moment of The Masked Singer. If you think about it, none of those things really mattered. What matters is the moment that we're in, the moment is now, and the moment is about The Masked Singer. Seal! Long live the Seal! I'm just joking.
Long live the Seal. But, you know, I mean, you are a musician now. You know, you've been touring with your band. You're about to go out on like a major tour with Limp Bizkit and many others. You know, how did it feel to be singing on, you know, the stage in front of this audience and like knowing millions of people were watching?
Well, it's true. The seal has been broken. So I guess we can just leave that there. It's left like a crack in the ice. But the truth of the matter is it was a great time. I had a great time. Listen, I did it for a bit of a goof, a laugh, whatever you want to call it. And the fact that they'd been calling my name every year since the show began. I mean, literally for 10 years, every single season, it was like, oh, it's Corey Feldman, Corey Feldman. So, I mean, I kept getting calls and texts and tweets and stuff from people every year to the point where it became predictable and to the point where I started anticipating, oh, gee, I wonder how long until they call my name on Masked Singer. So it was fun to finally get the call instead of the call of the name. They actually called me. And said, come do the show. So it was fun. It was, you know, it's a lot harder really than people think, just in the sense that those costumes are a bit constrictive and very claustrophobic. So if you're somebody like me who struggles with claustrophobia when you get in confined spaces, it's kind of the last place you want to be. Because you know, first of all, you're wearing a stocking over your head that most people don't know that's going on underneath the mask. And there's a little microphone right here. So, you know, naturally when you're jumping around and you're dancing and you're doing all this choreography while singing, which first of all is hard enough without a giant costume on to be able to sing and dance at the same time, but to sing and dance with a costume on and with sweat beating down your eyes and into your eyebrows and into your mouth, and you're trying to wipe your, you know, face or you know, scratch an itch or whatever, and you can't get to it because you got a giant head there in the way. So all of that is difficult. But you could even hear, actually, if you pay close attention during the performance last night of Tricky, you can actually hear there's a point where I lose my breath because I'm moving around and I'm trying to carry this giant heavy thing. You know, I got shoulder straps, for God's sakes, and I'm like jumping up in the air and doing these different spins and whatever. And so, yes, it is, it, you know, it actually takes you, you know what I mean? Like you lose your breath. It's kind of like it gets you winded because of the fact that it's such a weight and you're moving around so much. So it is a strain. But that said, you know, the sweat, the claustrophobia, all of it worth it for the moment you finally get to breathe again and they take the mask off. And that's why I was smiling so wide. When you saw them take the mask off, they're like, man, he's having so much fun. I'm like, no, I can breathe. Yes. You know, so no, but it was fun. It was a good time. And everybody was great. Everybody on the show was great. All the, you know, the whole crew was very professional. All the cast, the, you know, the judges and all that, they were wonderful. So just a great experience all around, really.
What type of, I actually was at the same Madonna concert that you were in LA in March. I saw you from afar. I mean,
oh, really?
Yes. So, I mean, and I do hear influences of 80s music in your current music. Like, are you a big 80s music person, or what type of music do you listen to when you're not on the Masked Singer?
I'm actually not. My musical taste is, it generally tends to be more about 60s and 70s classic rock. I'm a big classic rock kind of guy. But I also like contemporary stuff. Shawn Mendes is a great new artist that I've been listening to. There's actually this guy that I heard the other day, which I don't remember his name yet. He's a brand new guy, but really, really great. You know, I've been listening to Halsey. I've been listening to, you know, so I'm always listening to the kind of the current stuff. The classics, I mean, Pink Floyd, you know, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, Paul McCartney is still always relevant. You know, so I listen to it all. But the only thing I guess I stay away from a bit is country. I'm not a big country fan. But outside of that, I think I'm pretty much with most music styles.
What about, you know, like you said, when we started, all of these movies and everything you've done in your career has been leading up to the current moment. You know, like I said, you are going on tour with like Bones and Riff Raff and Limp Bizkit. Like, what?
Low Serville.
That's
the name of the tour. Yes. Low Serville. It's going to be this summer. It's going to be an arena tour. It's our first arena tour. And even though we're only opening, so we have the small slot. But come early, and you can also come see me after the show. We're doing VIP meet and greet tickets. So people can go to my website, coreyfeldman.net, and they can get their meet and greet VIP tickets for after the show, which is kind of fun for me because it's the first time I've ever toured where I'm not the headliner, which means usually, you know, I sit in the back all night and I wait and wait and wait, and wait. And then I finally get to do my show and that's 2 hours. And then I'm exhausted. And then I meet everybody and I get like 2 seconds with them because we got to rush them out because they're closing the venue and all this stuff. And we got to get back on the road and go do the next show. But this is going to be different because we're only the opener, which means we've got the rest of the night to hang out and party and have fun. So everybody's encouraged to come down. We're selling 100 VIP meet and greets per night, which means we're going to meet a lot of fans over the course of this summer. So I'm really looking forward to that. And the other thing I'm really looking forward to outside of Loserville, we have a big announcement coming May 22nd. So in just a few weeks, I'm going to be making a really big announcement, surprise announcement.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I've had allergies my whole life. I'm actually having a bad allergy day right now. You may be able to hear it in my voice. Well, I now use Astapro to treat my allergies, and you should too. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So I now use Astapro every time my allergies flare up, and I'm amazed at how fast I feel better. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can use Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go.
But on top of all that, we have another announcement that we've been teasing, which I can't give you all the details on yet, but I can tell you I have my first lead role, starring role, whatever you want to call it, in a feature film that will be hitting theaters this fall. And the film is actually both retro and futuristic in the sense that it was created 20 years ago, but was never released until today. So it's a great piece of cinema. It's a brilliant piece of cinema. It's been championed by the great Jordan Peele. And thanks to him that this film is even seeing the light of day. But it is finally coming out in theaters this fall via Alamo Drafthouse. So I'm very excited about that. And the film is called The Birthday.
I can't wait to see it. I have heard about it. I know it was from the past and it's now finally being made. Well, to that point, you have been, you know, you have survived many decades in this business, you know, with singing, and now you have a movie coming out. Like, what advice would you give to a young Corey Feldman? Is, you know, but you're still standing, right? A lot of people pack up the suitcase and leave town. They leave the business. Like, what advice would you give to a young Corey?
True. Well, I would say always believe in yourself, always believe in your dreams. It doesn't mean that you have to follow this business. It doesn't mean you have to follow any business, but it means that whatever you want it to be is what it will be. So the main, I guess, seed or pearl of wisdom that I try to share with youthful minded people is that we can create our own reality. We can manifest our own reality. We can make whatever reality we want to, and we can choose it by doing so. And all we have to do is to believe in this reality that we are manifesting. So if we truly believe it in our heart and soul, and with every fiber of our being, we can manifest it and make it real. And that's what I've done throughout my career. It's what I've done throughout my life. And so I implore everybody out there to never give up. Always believe in your dreams, always believe in your future, and be what you want to be. Because at the end of the day, you know, I was somebody who was always told, hey, you're never going to succeed in music. You're never going to have a career in music because you're an actor. And that's just the way it is. Even though I didn't choose to get into acting, it was chosen for me. And music happens to be where my heart and soul is. But that said, I was shut down at every turn and I never gave up. And now here I am, doing my first arena tour, where the smallest venue we're playing is 12,000 seats, the largest venue, 65,000. So it's going to be a very exciting tour. And this is all, you know, all the top 40 Billboard hits, all of this stuff that I've achieved is because of one thing. And that's never giving up on that dream and believing that it can happen. So that's my message.
That's a great message. Final two questions as we wrap up. You know, you have reinvented yourself. You know, you are a musician now. You're going on tour. What about, like, what advice would you have for, you know, you started in the business when you were young, even though you didn't necessarily choose acting. You know, everyone is still talking about Quiet on Set, the whole Nickelodeon documentary. Like, I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I've not seen it, but I know about it. And I know what, you know, it's, basically, they're calling out three names that I had already called out 5 years ago when I released my documentary, My Truth, The Rape of Two Corys. And in that documentary, I promised that I would reveal six names. And out of those six names, I ended up actually unveiling 10 names, but they were some that had already been in the media, Bryan Singer, which was kind of already known to be one of those names, you know, Brian Peck, which was, I don't even know if Brian Peck was talked about yet in those days, really. I mean, they, people who are maybe following him would know or whatever, but the point being that, the crossover and the similarities between the work that I had already done and exposing these names and the fact that those are now being recycled and regurgitated shows the consistency and the through line. And unfortunately, a lot of people didn't get to see my film in the first place because it was stolen and it was destroyed, and they took the rights away. They took the finances away. They stopped it from streaming. They stole my voice. They stole my story. They stole my movie. They stole everything they could steal. And somehow I managed to survive it and I'm still here. So thank God for that. But it's been a struggle, and the struggle is very real. So yeah, I guess that's a bigger conversation for another time, but at the end of the day, I'm just grateful to still be alive.
Absolutely. And, you know, do you think, because Masked Singer is such a broad, I mean, there are millions and millions of people watching. Are you excited as you do head out on this tour? You know, it's like a whole new group of people, I think, are realizing how great your music is. And are you shocked that they guessed you? I mean, Jenny got it. they figured out it was you.
Well, you know, like I said, they have been guessing me since the show began. So every year they're kind of guessing my name. So I kind of anticipate that part of it. But the fact that, you know, what I would say is that the exciting thing for me is the fact that, you know, while the show was on, while I was on the show in competition, you can't reflect on it. You can't like a comment. You can't retweet a comment. You can't do any of that kind of stuff. So once it ended last night, I was able to go back and start looking up the hashtag and see what people were saying. And the beautiful part is seeing all the people saying how much they loved my voice, how much they love my performance, and who the hell is it? Which is great for me because, you know, so many people through the years have tried to hurt me or ruin my confidence by saying, well, people only like your singing because it's you, and they're just being nice to you, and they don't know how to tell you you suck. Or, you know, things like that. So when you see in your own black and white print proof, receipts, whatever, of everybody kind of glamping you and being like, yo, this guy is actually the real deal. And, you know, he deserves cred and, you know, he's the snatch or whatever. You know what I mean? Like when you're reading that kind of stuff, it suddenly changes the perspective because you go, well, hold on a second.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
When it comes to hiring for this podcast, before I discovered Indeed, I used to spend hours searching for quote unquote the one, which is just as hard as searching for the one when you're dating, but I digress. With Indeed, I just meet my match. I don't search at all. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine, which has worked for me and has helped me find quality candidates fast. That's the key. Indeed puts it all in one place so I don't have to search for hours to find someone who's actually qualified. Indeed helps me with scheduling, screening, and messaging. And I can't tell you how many successful people I've hired. Editors, proofreaders, PR, ad sales. And as listeners of this show now, you will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/Velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you.
Now, it's not just people being nice to me because these people didn't know that I was even in there. They didn't even know it was me. So they're just honestly saying they liked the performance. And that in and of itself, by itself, without any other bells and whistles attached to it, that is truly meaningful for me because it means that they actually cared and loved for the performance that I gave them as an anonymous character. So that's much more redeeming to me than somebody saying, oh, Corey Feldman, you're great. You know, because people want to be nice to you because you're a celebrity. So I think that was really probably the most rewarding part of the whole thing.
I love it. Well, I didn't know it was you, and I loved the CL even before I know it was you.
Well, thank you.
Thrilled to chat with you. Congratulations on Matt Singer. Everyone needs to go to your website and buy tickets to the meet and greet. And I really appreciate you taking your time.
That's right. And come see my movie, The Birthday, when it comes out this fall. Boom.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time, David.
Anytime. Take care, Corey.
Peace and love. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.